escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so bad day yesterday. I lost. Phillies lost. But we did get one day closer to the start of the Eagles season. So let's address the Phillies game from last night on an Eagles radiothon day. And then we'll get right to the calls.
Who blew it more yesterday, the Phillies or Joe DiCamera? The Phillies. You never had a chance.
Gotta be the Phillies.
You never had a chance.
It's debatable. I never had a chance.
You didn't. I told you. You never had a chance.
I didn't have a chance. So the Phillies. So I'm going to give you a micro. I'm going to give you a macro. From last night. The micro is that the Mets starting pitcher pitched better than the Phillies starting pitcher, that the Mets closer pitched better than the Phillies closer. Not that it was a close situation for Duran, but it was, you know, the Phillies closer and the Mets closer were both in big spots last night, and one clearly pitched better than the other. And the Mets hitters hit better than the Phillies hitters. Now, it's not to say some Phillies hitters didn't have good games, so some did. But man, there are still some guys, there's just such inconsistency. And so the Mets whooped up on the Phillies again. I mean, I shouldn't say whooped up, but beat the Phillies again. That's 9 in a row the Phillies have lost at Citi Field in 22 of 28. That, to me, is the micro of last night. Let me give you the macro, and I'm going to tie it into the Eagles. So it hurts to lose Wheeler a lot. I mean, it's a massive injury, and I would make the case he's the best player on the Phillies. He and Bryce certainly have been for the last half decade, and I think it's fair to say that Wheeler has sustained excellence at a higher level than Bryce. Not that Bryce can't get back there, but Wheeler remained Cy Young-ish while Bryce wasn't remaining MVP-ish. All right, what's my point? My point is, while it's a setback, I don't want the Phillies to squander this opportunity that is still in front of them, which, ladies and gentlemen, is still to win the World Series. And the Eagles in 2017 lost Carson Wentz. They had a great team around Carson. They had a great team around him. But they lost the player that was on track for MVP. Nick Foles stepped in, played more than well enough. The rest of the team played more than well enough, and they won the championship. They won the Super Bowl. Now, the good news as it relates to last night with the Phillies without Wheeler, as it relates to the Eagles without Carson back then, the Eagles did struggle. The Eagles absolutely struggled in the early, you know, phase of Foles when he stepped in there. Not the Rams game, but you remember that ridiculous Raiders game and that Cowboys game. And it was really scary going in the playoffs because Foles had not played well for a couple weeks in a row. They got it together. My point is this. Last night doesn't define that the Phillies won't win, but it is a sign that they're going to have to play crisp baseball to be better. Players are going to have to hit better. The closer's going to have to pitch better. And Lizardo, who was like, maybe he'll be in the bullpen, maybe he'll start. He's definitely going to start. All right? He is definitely going to start in October. He has to. It's a numbers game. So he's got to be a lot closer to how he was in the early part of the year for this, because this is a circle the wagons and everyone's got to raise their game for this team to win in October. It's what the Eagles did in 2017. This team still has a shot, but they got to get their head out of their ass, which is what it's looked like where it's been the last 2 days. John, that's my assessment, your thoughts on last night, this series, and what it's been.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This series is concerning in that we continue a trend, the trend that we can't seem to play the way I'd love to see us play up there. This is flummoxing. This is befuddling. I hate the way it makes me feel inside, because it does feel like the Mets are playing more motivated baseball right now for whatever reason. I guess, hey, their goal's right in front of them. It's us. Look, they get to just chomp their way right, at our heels.
Games
right
have
in front
it,
of us.
Have been more important for the Mets. Like, the Mets are fighting to make the playoffs.
And
the Phillies are trying
to
be a two seed.
You can see the difference in the way it's unfolding, and sadly, and it's
but it's just when they play us, they've been horrible against everyone but us. I mean, they've had a disastrous August, and then they play us, and all of a sudden they get up, they get fired up, they're like a different team.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching with a buddy last night. My buddy, a Mets fan, we hadn't seen him, came over for the game. And he's sitting there when Helsley's in. He's like, oh, he's definitely giving it up. He's like, this guy stinks. And I'm like, he's been great for St. Louis. Like, they expect to lose games late, Mets fans.
Well, they've been so bad for the last...
That's my point.
What is it,
that's
month?
My point. Yes. They lost, until this series, they had lost six games in August in the standings.
Yeah. Look, the Phillies...
So,
go ahead.
I have a few worries. Just... I don't know, worries that seem like they're stacking up. And I just, simple things that I wonder if we'll see a difference when it really matters. You know, the Kirkering thing, man, it just feels like he gets hit up an awful lot,
Yeah, he does.
Jeez, I know he's got, from the get-go, we've been told that he's got this crazy sweeper, and it does look pretty crazy to me, but it seems like people have a lot more success hitting him than I would like. That bothers me a lot.
Well, how many inherited runners he gives up is brutal. And I've been trying to make this point this year.
He's in an awful tough spot last night.
No,
come on, man.
He is.
Again. Yeah. Now, I am worried also that our guy, the Durantula, is it predictable or something? Is it bad luck that these teams seem to know, okay, hey, I'm just going to swing And I know he's going to be throwing a strike, and I know it's probably going to be, you know, somewhere hittable, and it really is kind of like blind luck, but I'm going to put my bat out there because I know he's throwing strikes. Is that what's happening?
Well, I thought that was the third hit, if I remember, that went to left field, but I thought the first two, they got him pretty good.
But it's not just now. It's not just in the recent problem. It's like... Now, the last few times
Just two times.
Okay.
Ever since he got...
Okay.
The last two times I've seen him...
No, it's two out of the last three, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's two out of the last three.
Yeah,
he had one bad one, then he was good, yeah. Then bad again. So yeah. Two of the last three have been bad.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it's the only two.
And when I say bad, it's like... It seems like hit after hit after
well, last
hit,
night
after
was,
hit.
Well, last night was four
blindly
hits and four at bats.
Hit after hit after hit.
All right, let's go to the phone. So your thoughts on... I mean, I just don't want the Phillies to squander the opportunity. It's harder without Wheeler. It's harder. But they can
no
still
doubt.
Do this. But guys got to raise their game.
I believe
that includes Luzardo. Ranger has the last couple starts, so credit to him. But he's got to be sharp. Luzardo's got to be sharp. Nola's got to find a way. Obviously, Durant cannot have too many times where he goes out there and does that. And hitters got to hit better. They got to hit better. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's things going?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Hey, Joe, shake it off, buddy. It is what it is. And you didn't get the biggest thing is you didn't get hurt. That's the biggest thing. So just move on to the next one. And I think basketball is going to be fine. I really do.
I appreciate that. Listen, it's reminding me a lot of, if you remember, the 93 Phillies Braves series, where when the Braves would win, they would clobber the Phillies.
And the Phillies would ruin Kim Batiste walking it off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, all I got to do, and I said this from the jump, Jeff, is just win 3 out of 5.
Right.
And I still think I will. Now, no guarantees. I truly, candidly believe that basketball could go either way. My expectation, and I have no idea how good Jack is, but my general sense is that it'll probably be a pretty close game down to the wire. That's my guess. I feel like I'll pull it out. I told you I'd win one of the first two. I told you I'd win tennis. And I told you I'd win basketball. And we are right on track for that.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm sure you didn't listen to them yesterday. They are adamantly against you having foul shots after 6 fouls. That's number one.
Well, we're going to have some kind of rules and structure because you can't Well, here's the thing. I get why they're saying that because I'm a good free throw shooter. And I'm not advocating for free throws because I'm a good free throw shooter. I'm saying this. There has to be structure. You can't just foul the guy with no penalty. At some point, there's got to be a penalty. I mean, if Jack blows by me, but I can still get to him enough to stop him from shooting the shot by just raking down on his arms. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. Like, at some point, either side who fouls the other one, particularly if it's obvious that it's intentional, there's got to be some kind of repercussion.
Yeah, you can't just, hack a ball. Like, that's not fun. Also, it's not fun to watch. And there's a million reasons.
And, Jeff, I'm not saying free throws after, like, the first or second foul.
No,
but at a certain point, like, foul four or five.
Seven,
listen, it's only a game to 11. All right, so we don't need 37 fouls to get to free throws.
There's a reason they have people foul out in basketball, right? Like, there has to be a rule at a certain point.
Yeah, and if anything, the tennis proved, because of the ridiculousness with the line judges and people calling from outside the court, like, without structure, there's anarchy. We have to establish structure for this basketball game. That's all I'm saying on that front.
Well, here's the last structure. Do not agree to winner's outs, because that game can end in, like, 3 minutes. You got to do losers outs. You have to. Forget make it, take it. That's just the game's too quickly sometimes. And again, if you're going to do ones and twos, if you're going to have the 3-point line, the ball and the human body has to go behind the 3-point line to take it back. No taking it back to the foul line.
Yeah.
No just putting the ball over the line. You got to take your entire body behind the 3-point line.
I'll tell you why I think, Jeff, I'll tell you why I think, and good call, man. I'll tell you why I think the 3-point line is the way we should go. And I'm open-minded on all these things.
I've always thought 3-point
line.
But
here's why three. In one-on-one, you get a lot of misses that go to the side. You get long rebounds. And a lot of times they go to the side where the 3-point line is. You should be able to get it on the side, go to the 3-point line on the side, you're back, and now you get to attack the rim. Like, so I would advocate 3-point line, but I'm open-minded.
Also, there are rebounds that go to the free throw line. Like, you just catch it and shoot it if it's just, like, I really.
Sometimes.
It's rare, but, like, I think 3-point line, I feel strongly about that personally.
Yeah, I don't care that much on that one. We do it to figure that out, make it, take it. There's a lot of, I got a list of about 10 things we got to figure out. So anyway, we'll get to it.
Should be a fun call with the afternoon show going through those.
Might be tomorrow. might be tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, what Rob Thompson said about the Citi Field thing. Howie Roseman weighing in on the cornerback position. Your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets and some of the junk that Spike said about me after the race yesterday. Oh. You'll hear all of that and more just next segment alone.
I can't.
Plus, Eagles Radiothon. Eagles Radiothon.
Why would he talk trash?
It's what
you
he
went
does.
Out and you put a
it's what he does,
college
man.
Try together.
It's what he does. EaglesRadiothon.com, the website you can bid. We'll tell you about specific items next as well. Phone calls on all this on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.